Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Mike's on. He's ready to go.
On the Fan.
New York Sports Radio.
Mike's on. Mike's on.
He'll get you the sports any way that he can. It's Mike Francisco.
And 101.9 FM, WFAN.
From the studios of WFAN, this is Mike's On, Francesa on the Fan on this Monday, the 16th day of July here during the All-Star break, which is something that I don't think I've done very many times, but it's been a different year with obviously me not coming back until May. So I will be working a lot of July. As a matter of fact, I'll be working pretty much all of July. And then I'll take some time in August, and then we'll get back and roll in September like we usually do. So there'll be a lot more than usually the case in July where I'd be off a lot. I will not be this month. So you get a lot more shows this month than usual, and like today. So it's a rare time to be here. I don't think I've ever worked during an All-Star break. I think I've always been off this week. It's always a very different time, and one where you incorporate a lot of different things. The All-Star Game off is nothing to me. I mean, it's ever since you've had interleague play, ever since you've had free agency where you have players changing uniform, you know, as readily as they do, the All-Star Game lost a lot of its luster. All-Star Games in general have nothing to offer, and baseball's is no different. The Home Run Derby, actually, I think with the kids, is more popular than the game is itself. So maybe that gets you a little excited, but very little, as a matter of fact, because most of the guys shy away from that game. You don't even get the name players in it like you used to. But that's where we are right now, as the Yankees have played 95 games and have the second-best record in baseball, but it's not good enough to be near first place. Of course, they're 4.5 back, 3 in the loss column. The Red Sox have played 98 games, and they've put forth an incredible record of 68-30. The Yankees at 62-33. The Mets have played 94 and they've lost 55 of them. So that's where we are. The All-Star game is very late, which means they're going to come back and there's going to be a lot of talk. And that's where we begin, because the first salvo that will be significant was fired today by DeGrom's agent, who basically made this comment. Brody Von Wagenen said, "We have discussed Jacob's future with the Mets at length. Jacob has expressed interest in exploring a long-term partnership that would keep him in a Met uniform for years to come. If the Mets don't share the same interest, we believe the best course of action is to seriously consider trade opportunities now. The inertia of current situations could complicate Jacob's relationship with the club and create an atmosphere of indecision." So in other words, Mets, we're with you for the long haul, but unless you are going to show us a big contract right now, you might as well start listening to those trade offers. So he has basically thrust the Mets right into a position. Now, I don't think it's in a position the Mets can't handle. I think the Mets have decided long ago they were going to keep DeGrom. I think they'll open negotiations. Should the negotiations be at a place where they can't deal with it, where they just don't even know what to do because his offer or what he's looking for is so extreme, well, then they have another way to go. So I think what throws open now the possibility of DeGrom being traded before the trade deadline is the idea that he and the Mets cannot come to an agreement on a contract. And it does not look like basically saying we'll deal with it when the season's over does not exactly sound like that is going to make anybody happy. So you don't want to, in this whole scenario right now, in this 39-55 team, you don't want an unhappy DeGrom. You've made him unhappy and pushed him to the limits by the non-support you have given him in terms of both the lineup and the bullpen. You have cost him, you know, significantly in that regard. I mean, just look at his record, despite the fact that he's pitched better than anybody in baseball. So from that standpoint, we know where we are. That being the case, he has clearly just changed the parameters. He has made the game a very clear one. Pay me now, or it's time to part ways. Show me the money, or let's say goodbye now. So he has made that very, very clear. Now, I don't know what the Met tack will be. The Mets don't have to say anything. They will have to act, though, because everyone's going to run to DeGrom. Everyone's going to run to his agent. Everyone's going to run to the Met hierarchy as soon as the All-Star breaks over. They'll be running to him tomorrow, as a matter of fact, looking for answers. Will the Mets negotiate in season with DeGrom? We'll find out. We're going to find out in a hurry. So clearly, DeGrom has, and his agent and his brain trust have looked at the landscape and said, we're here, we're Mets, now show us the money. If you don't, you might as well trade us. So you know he's going to look for a lot of money. He feels like you can tell by their tact, which is not a crazy one, that they feel they will either get their money now or find him on a contending team now. So either he will be treated, see, the way he's looking at it is this, either I'm going to get compensated for what has gone on here this year, or I'm going to go play with a real good team real soon. That's going to be the bottom line. So he's going to change his stars very quickly. He is going to change his surroundings. He is going to change his life very quickly. Either he's going to get paid a ton of money and be the face of the franchise and say, build around me, I'm here, I want to be here. He said everything that the organization should want to hear. He said everything the fan base should want to hear. We have discussed his future. Jacob has expressed an interest in a long-term, if you heard the word, it is the word that big players and their agents use with organizations, partnership, which means bring it on. I want big money. I want a stake, okay, that would keep him in a Met uniform for years to come. If the Mets don't share the same interest, the best course of action, we believe, is to seriously consider trade opportunities now. They made this very clear. It's going to be a busy time. Pay me now or say goodbye. The idea that they're going to let him just fester in the second half like the first half is not going to happen. So DeGrom looked around and said, okay, now it's my turn. And I don't have a problem with the way he played this. I think it's a realistic way to play it. It's not an unfair way to play it. Either they will compensate me for having to put up with all this garbage, or they'll send me to a team where I can win when I give up three or four runs. And I'm going to win a lot of games. And maybe I'm going to pitch in a World Series this year. So be it. So DeGrom has really changed the course of the dynamics that are going on inside the Mets and made the possibility of his being traded now very, very real. Back after this.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.